Title: What does it mean to manufacture? Federal Circuit's Acitrus decision fundamentally alters Trade Agreements Act compliance. Content: On February 10, 2020, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit issued its long-awaited decision in Acitrus Health LLC v. United States, number 2018-2399, February 10, 2020. In Acitrus, the Federal Circuit was asked to interpret the country of origin requirements under the Trade Agreements Act of 1979, TAA, and related regulations. For contractors with manufacturing facilities in the United States, the Federal Circuit did not disappoint. While the decision in Acitrus is most immediately critical to the pharmaceutical industry, as discussed here and here, the Federal Circuit's decision has widespread consequences for all government contractors required to demonstrate TAA compliance. The Acitrus case, in brief, Acitrus Health, LLC, Acitrus, is a distributor of generic pharmaceuticals. In April 2017, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs and VA requested Acitrus prove its products comply with the TAA by obtaining a country of origin determination from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, which commonly makes authoritative country of origin determinations. At the time, Acitrus supplied the VA with 10 pharmaceutical pills sourced from a manufacturer in Ohio, which manufactured the pills using an active pharmaceutical ingredient from India. In February 2018, the CBP determined these pills were products of India, and therefore not compliant with the TAA, because the active ingredients were products of India, and the manufacturing process in the U.S. did not constitute a substantial transformation of the active ingredient, merely a packaging of the pills. See 83 Federal Reg 5130-33, February 5, 2018. In March 2018, the VA issued a new solicitation, for which Acitrus sought award. Acitrus submitted a proposal, but Acitrus also sued, alleging the VA misinterpreted the requirements of the TAA under the terms of the solicitation. A new standard for demonstrating TAA compliance? As a matter of law and federal policy, the U.S. government prefers to buy U.S. origin products, but that preference is often subject to numerous international trade agreements. The TAA offers an exception to certain Buy American requirements, allowing the government to purchase foreign end products only if those products are from certain designated countries with which the U.S. has a free trade agreement. 19 U.S.C. 2501-2582, the TAA incorporates a country of origin test, defining a product of a country as an article is a product of a country or instrumentality only if 1. It is wholly the growth, product, or manufacture of that country or instrumentality, or 2. In the case of an article which consists in whole or in part of materials from another country or instrumentality, it has been substantially transformed into a new and different article of commerce with a name, character, or use distinct from that of the article or articles from which it was so transformed. 19 U.S.C. 2518, 4, b, emphasis added. The Federal Acquisition Regulation, FAR, implements this statutory definition for foreign-made products, but with regard to U.S.-made end products, the FAR definition is slightly different. Specifically, FAR 52.225-5, b, defines a U.S. made end product as an article that is mined, produced, or manufactured in the United States or that is substantially transformed in the United States into a new and different article of commerce with a name, character, or use distinct from that of the article or articles from which it was transformed. FAR 52.225-5a. Do you see the difference? Did you see the missing word? The FAR 52.225-5b definition of U.S. made end product omits the term wholly, meaning that, in order to satisfy the TAA, a U.S.-made end product can be partially, not wholly, manufactured in the U.S. For years, contractors argued this omission created a third avenue to demonstrate TAA compliance, manufactured, but not wholly manufactured, in the United States. And, to be clear, and as discussed in greater detail below, manufactured? Is the standard that has been applied to the Buy American Act, BAA, 41 U.S.C. 8301 to 8305, since 1933. Despite this regulatory distinction, wholly manufactured for foreign-made end products versus not wholly manufactured for U.S.-made end products? The government argued that the lesser, manufactured, standard listed in FAR 52.225-5, B, was